Roberto Ampuero is an award-winning author. Born in Chile, Ampuero is a professor of creative writing at the University of Iowa. He also serves as Chile's ambassador to Mexico. Ampuero has published 11 novels in Spanish, but The Neruda Case is his first novel published in English. Isabel Allende has called the book a sweeping mystery set against the backdrop of the Chilean coup. Ampuero's writing is exhilarating. He is a delight to read. Welcome, Roberto. It's great to have you visiting us on the Book Report.
Thank you very much for this invitation.
When I traveled to Chile, I also visited La Sebastiana, the house of Pablo Neruda, high on the hill in Valparaiso. Can you describe it for our listeners?
Well, this is an old house. It's at the top of one of the hills in Valparaiso, overlooking the sea and the bay, the Pacific Ocean. And interesting is that Pablo Neruda bought this house, and it was when he bought it, it was a small house. And after a while, he started improving the house, enlarging the house. He always did the same in the houses he owned in Chile. He was a poet who was very, very lucky as well. He was good and lucky because he earned a lot of money. And so he started with small houses, and they grew with the time based on the needs he had. And that's why it's a very, very special house, the Neruda House in Valparaiso.
Yeah. Introduce us to Cayetano Brulé.
Okay, Cayetano Brulé. Well, first thing, this Neruda Case is the sixth novel of Cayetano Brulé, but this is a novel that tells about the origins, the beginning of Cayetano Brulé as a private eye, as a detective. Cayetano Brulé was born in Havana in Cuba, and then when he was older, around 20, 25, he went to Chile, to live in Chile, in the time of the government of Salvador Allende. Cayetano Brulé was born in Havana, lived for a while in Miami and Key West, and then he went to Valparaiso. He's an international guy. He's a cosmopolitan character. And he lives in Valparaiso, in a hill, and all his cases are related to moving around the world. Neruda, Pablo Neruda, the poet, is the person who made him into a detective. This first story about Cayetano Brulé starts with a call, more or less, from Pablo Neruda to him, the poet calling the detective, the old poet calling the young detective, and telling him he needs some help from him. And after a while, he realizes what is going on. Cayetano Brulé told him, Mr. Poet, dear Pablo Neruda, okay, I'm fine, I'm very honored to work for you, but I am not really a detective, and what you are asking me for is a very difficult task. And Neruda said, you know, you don't need to be a real detective. I will lend you a couple of novels written by Georges Simenon about Inspector Maigret. And since literature teaches a lot about life, you will learn, you will be able to represent me in this case and to look for the person I want you to find.
I'm a student of political science, but I think many of my fellow Americans are either forgetful or neglectful. Talk a little about the coup that is so right. Central to the book. Refresh our memories.
Okay. Well, yes, of course. First thing we have to perhaps to remember that in this from 1970 to 1973, there was in Chile a socialist democratic president called Salvador Allende. And this book is set in that time. Allende wanted to start a revolution in Chile, and he had the support of the international left as well, and the international left. And it was because of this, and it fell in a controversy and a conflict, not a military conflict, but an economic and political conflict with the United States, with President Nixon and Henry Kissinger. So the economic situation of Chile became bad, very bad. Allende, who wanted to build a socialist society, was an idealist person, I would say. He thought the Soviet Union would help him in that time. But at that time, Soviet Union had a lot to do with Cuba. It was very expensive for the Soviet Union to support Cuba, and they were not interested in supporting Chile as well. So Allende, the socialist government, had not only problems with the United States, but also problems with the Western Europe. And so no support in economic terms, no trade. And on the other side, the Soviet Union, all the communist countries were not supporting Chile. So he started to have a very difficult time in Chile with polarization, political polarization in Chile and division in the country. And this ended up in a military coup. A dictator took power. It was Augusto Pinochet. And Salvador Allende died in the Moneda Palace in our White House. And this young detective had to travel from Chile at that time to Mexico, also to Cuba and under Fidel Castro, and then to East Germany behind the wall at the time. And so he went further to Bolivia and related to the guerrilla of Che Guevara in Bolivia. It's a novel about, I would say, love that Pablo Neruda, the poet, lost several years ago. It's about also politics, it's about mystery, and it's about moving around the world during the time of the Cold War.
You say in your book, life is nothing more than a parade of disguises. Tell us more about that. Uh-huh.
Well, Pablo Neruda liked to dress and have he had a lot of disguises, and when he invited friends and colleagues, very famous around the world, poets from all over the world, he organized always a kind of surprise. Nobody knew about when he appeared. He had different secret doors in some of his houses, and suddenly he would open the doors and appear there in disguise. It's a very interesting part of his life. In the Neruda case, in my novel, he teaches Cayetano when he says, you know, it doesn't matter if you are or not, you are not a detective. You know, you can be something else, someone else. It's up to you. You have to decide to do the show. And if I give you some information, or in another case, a disguise, you will be the person you want to be. And this is a kind of technique at the same time for a detective. But at the same time, this is a kind of, it's a very important exercise, I think, for a novelist, perhaps for a poet as well, because we are different voices when we write. This is a kind also as well of a disguise.
Will you ever write a Cayetano Brulé novel solely in Florida?
I have written 6 novels about Cayetano Brulé, and I think in 3 of them he comes to Florida, to the Key West, to Miami, and so on. Also, in other novels, he goes to New York City and to Chicago. But this Florida and in Miami and Key West is a good place for Cayetano Brulé, my detective, because he was born in Havana, and there are sharing common characteristics between both, I would say, Havana and Miami, language and culture and music and food and all that.
You write in Spanish. I've always wondered how involved an author is with the translation and how that process feels.
Okay. You know, well, I have published 13 novels, and they are translated into 12 languages, also in China, in Mandarin, and in Taiwan. So, you know, I decided to give up about the translations because, well, I can check the translation. I can enjoy the translations and read the translations in English, for example, or in Portuguese, or in German. I can do that because German is my second language. But I give it up because sometimes I receive the books in Italian or in Greek or in Mandarin. There's nothing I can do with that. You only can trust in the name of the publishing house and translators they hire. In these novels, Cayetano travels a lot. around the world. It is not by chance that I decided that he has to go to Moscow or St. Petersburg or have Berlin or Havana or Miami. It's part of a very important part of the novel, because I think cities and scenarios are as important as characters. They are real. In reality, they are characters. The Neruda case is the first novel published in the United States in English. And I'm very happy. This is a wonderful copy, in the Neruda case. The translation I have heard is very, very good. Carolina de Robertis, a very distinguished writer, writer and translator. So I'm very happy with that. And I hope, since I live in the United States, that I can keep this bridge to readers in English. Because I don't write in English. I can read a lot of English, but I can't write in English.
Well, I so enjoyed the book. It's really draws you in. And as you say, the settings are so evocative. They are another character. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.